Any question?
No, I'm just eager to hear whatever verse you want to speak.
Then I should. Now the second shloka.
Second means?
Means 43. Yesterday we have seen.
About the eyes of Srimati.
42 we have discussed.
Yeah.
Here we can see Raghunath Das Goswami as a sadhak and a siddha both. He is doing everything as a sadhak, but thinking as siddha. The thoughts, inner bhavas are as a siddha, as a manjari. And from upward, outwardly, he does all the activities as a sadhak bhakta does. But not ordinary sadhak, vaidhi bhakti, but raganuga sadhak bhakti. But a vaidhi bhakti sadhak also sees him as a adarsha,
ideal
bhakt. His raganuga sadhan bhakti is also favorable for vaidhi bhakti sadhak also, or anyone sadhak who are raganuga. It is not opposite to vaidhi bhakti. Everything. Now he is in sadhak and siddha as, you know, abhas. Sun's abhas is morning, hence sun is not seen. But there is no andhakar,
no dark.
Darkness. No? So it is called abhas. But yet sun is not there. But sun is to come. In vaidhi bhakti, in raganuga bhakti, sadhan bhakti, if a man goes up to ashakti bhav, ashakti, he follows the activities of siddha bhakta, raganuga. Who is siddha? Who has received in his heart bhav, visuddha sattva. Understand?
Yes.
What is visuddha sattva? I have told so many times.
Ladini and Sambit.
From where? In ragatmik jan. And by following them, always chanting like them, always remembering like their activities, seva to Radha and Krishna, that shuddha sattva, mane aprakrita bhav, not mundane man, comes manifest in sadhak. These are called siddha. And to whom they are following, trying raganuga bhajan paddhati, but yet that siddha bhav has not yet come. They are hankering after to get all these things. In Raghunath Das Goswami, both things are there. what to manifest of bhav, he is Siddha Manjari. But he is practicing like this, that as if he is a sadhakji. So he is doing for these things. Sankhya purvak nam gan nativi kalavasani kritau nidrahar vihar kaj vijitau chatant dinau chajau radha krishna gunasmrte madhurima andena sammohitau vande rup sanatanu raghujagau sinchi gau. Very hard things. Sankhya purvak 1 lakh of harinam with bhav, being in Radha Kunda, in the guidance of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, with bhav he is doing chanting Hari name. What name? Radha Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundara, Aghadaman Jasoda Nandanu Nanda Sunu Kamala Nene Gopi Chandra Binda Vanindra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vityaneka Swarupe Tainamaruchi Uchai Bardatam Nam. There is a song of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Jasamati Nandan Brajavara Nagara. O Krishna, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling. This is a Lalasa Mai prayers. You know Lalasa Mai?
Hankering
of perfection to get all these things. Jasamati Nandan. At first he is Krishna. Is Jasamati Nandan, not Devaki Nandan, not Vrakadhish, not Mathuradhish, nothing. Only Jasamati Nandan. He is not a Nandan, Nanda Nandan, because Jasoda loves more than Nanda Baba. So, Jasamati Nandan. Brajavara Nagara. What is the meaning of Brajavara Nagara?
He is wandering in Braja.
Nagaris are Gopi and especially Srimati Radhika are Nagari. And he is Nagar of all these Nagaris. He may be Jasoda's son, but always Sevak of all Gopis, that is Nagar. Who serves Gopis, Nagari, is a Nagar. In Dwarka, Satyabhama and Rukmini and all the Maheshis are serving Krishna. So there he is not Nagar. Nagar manya Rasikendra Shekhar he should be. Rasika, so much a Rasik. Radhika is Mahabhava Sarupa and Krishna is Rasik Shekhar. Shekhar means Sarvoccha. Sarvoccha means?
Topmost.
Topmost Rasik Shekhar. So, he falls upon the feet of Srimati Radhika. He likes to serve Srimati Radhika. Sometimes coming and dressing her hairs. So he is Nagar. Otherwise, if gopis are only serving Krishna, he is not Nagar. So Jasamati Nandana Brajavara Nagara Gokula Ranjana Kana. Everything, especially Madhur Ras, has been fed in this kirtans. So chanting Hari name and chanting this kirtan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to pass his nights. He has done it in the night time, this kirtan sir. And he has realization of all songs that he has done. So in a sadhak, he is doing as a sadhak, not as a siddha. Sankhya purvaka naam gaan nati bhiha kala vasani kritau nidra sleeping ahar this everything was controlled by that. Everything. And doing pranam to all the places of Krishna's lilasthali, like Shyam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giriraj Govardhan, Manasi Ganga, Ter Kadamba, Uddhav Kyari, Charna Pahadi, Khan Bhandirvan, all the places, and all the Vaishnavas and Sakhi, Jasodama, Rohini Maya, Baladev, all Vaishnava and all other associates of Krishna, Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, all for doing always pranam.
Dandavat pranam.
Dandavat pranam for all.
Thinking this is for Mother Yasoda, this is for Saint Kate, this is for
daily. Thousand eight are more than that. Doing and doing and doing. And we think that he should give me that Braj Prem. Sometimes being in Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Mansi Ganga, sometimes in Nandagaon, Kadambater, Uddhav Kyari, he went. O Lalite, O Vishakhe, where are you? O Krishna, where are you? Always the sometimes praying to Giriraj Govardhan, sometimes to Jamuna. These are activities of Raganuga Bhajan, Bhajan Pranali. This is Pranali. Pranali means
system.
System of Raganuga Bhajan.
Would he also speak every day about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I heard every day he would speak 2-3 hours about Chaitanya.
To whom?
Raganath, to intimate associates.
If there comes any associate like this. Otherwise, he don't want to talk anyone. Because if Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta, all the sometimes used to assemble anywhere. There he can tell something or hear something. Otherwise, always thinking. He has no time, not a single moment, to tell any Harikatha to others except these persons.
Krishna Das Kaviraj would come?
Huh?
Did Krishna Das Kaviraj hear from him?
Krishna?
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Oh yes, he used to come. He used to tell something. And he has written according to Raghunath Das Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, in Raganuga Sadhan, Sadhak Bhakta has some abhas of Siddha. And Siddha, those who have manifested in their heart and doing according to Ragatmik Jan, they are called Raganuga. They have some abhas of Siddha. Ragatmik. Raganuga. And sadhak of Raganuga, they have some idea of this Siddha Bhakta. If you are hearing and hearing and remembering the past times of Raghunath Das Goswami, what he has prayed, what bhav comes in our heart, we become so joyful. How beautiful these bhavs are coming. So in sadhaks, those who are really sadhak of Raghunatha Bhakti, they in their heart they have abhas of that thing. And so they are always remembering it, as naturally all things are coming. No big shape there. Big shape, you know?
No obstacle.
Disturbance. Nothing. Of any worlds, any kinds of.
Yeah.
So, here, there are two stages of sadhak. One, when he is remembering all these activities of Raghunath Das Goswami or Siddha Bhakta, he is immersed in that thing. He has no any outer activities or any jnana,
sense
of this world. He is as if he is sitting and he is sitting and serving Srimati Radhika. No? But in sadhana there are some vikshep. Not Dhruvasmiti has come. That is called samadhi. Especially what to say us. Always we are wandering here and there and so many activities, so much things. Only an hour or half an hour we devote only here. And at that time also some thinkings are coming. So this would be gradually removed. Otherwise this whole bhavana will be spoiled. But we cannot go onward an inch if bhava is not coming there. We can try, but we cannot manifest all these things here. So, whatever we should try to do all these things gradually. So, when he is sadhak, Raghunath Das Goswami, sometimes he has outer sense also, and sometimes he is immersed in that bhav-seva, and he is thinking that I am with Srimati Radhika and I am really serving her.
At that time he forgets Raghunath Das,
Sarakar. Everything. But when that bhav goes away, that is vipralambha comes. And when he sees that I am not serving, it was my
imagination.
Or is spurti only. Spurti, you know, there is much a difference between spurti and imagination.
One is spurti means manifesting like prakash.
There is much difference. You have lost some lines, but perhaps you will.
Yes.
The bee is recording him. Bumblebee has captured the nectar.
Achcha.
You were saying about the difference between.
There is much difference between
imagination,
kalpana, and spurti. Spurti is the really thing, coming down itself. That is spurti, and it comes by yoga maya. That is bhakti. Itself it is coming. This is called spurti.
It is a real vision that coming down. Is it?
It is a real, that is abhas. Srimati Radhika is waiting for Krishna. Krishna is very far away at Dwarka. She saw that, oh, once I was done samman, and Krishna came. And he forgets that fact. Now he sees that, oh, Krishna has come here. And he is telling me, why you are weeping? I am here. And he is doing like this.
Crying with you.
Yes. And making a garland. next visit to Srimati Radhika. I'm always with you. Why you are? And at the same time, she saw that Lalita Vishakha all came and they were playing so and so. After some time, he saw that there is no Krishna, no Lalita Vishakha, she is weeping and weeping. This is called his Spurti. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has written that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Jagadananda Pandit, other than Jagadananda Das, another Damodar Pandit or any, no? And he told that to go to my mother and tell my mother that I go daily to Mayapur and to my mother, and when she cooks anything very good preparations, and she wishes that if my Nimai was here, he would take that prasad. So I go daily and take Mahaprasadam there, and in the thali
plate,
if she sees that there is nothing, I have taken everything. She imagines that I have not cooking yet, are giving everything. Again she tries to cook and to give other. Tell my mother that I go and really take all things that she gives me. So she thinks that it is Spurti, but not Spurti. I really go there. So Krishna is also telling to Uddhava. Krishna is telling to Uddhava, tell gopis and Radhika that sometimes Srimati Radhika becomes so sad and weeps. At that time I go there, I decorate her and I meet and talk with Radhika. She should not see that it is only Spurti, but it is a real thing. But for sadhak, it is as a abhas, not real. But for Siddha Bhakta, it is real. In Sadhak Bhakta also, this is by the mercy of Krishna we can have all these things. Otherwise we may not realize all these things. So there are two stages of Raghunath Das Goswami. One, he is immersed in Seva and thinking that Srimati Radhika is ordering and I am caring or I am doing so much Seva, like Sindur, that is what in last sloka we have explained of Alta, Kajal. And he is telling all these facts to Srimati Radhika. Radhika and both are in so pleasing state. So sometimes when he is immersed in thinking like this, by the grace of Bhakti Devi, Prema Bhakti or Yoga Maya, it comes like a Spurti here, and know nothing of this world and outer world, he bhul jata hai,
forgets
everything. But when it stops, he becomes so sad, so in weeping and hankering, oh, I have come from Vaikuntha to hell. And her heart becomes to burn and so much signs are coming of Vipralambha Bhav. When he was thinking to give Kajal, so many pastimes of Krishna and Radhika came there. Now it was stopped. This is called Vikshep. In Vikshep, that Leela spontaneously that was going, that is Saraswati. It stops. Then he becomes like a serpent whose money has been lost. Na?
Jewel as well.
Here, Raghunath Das Goswami was remembering the pastimes of giving kajal to eyes of Srimati Radhika. And he is thinking that I am worshipping of that eyes. That not for solely, only a part of this. Krishna being a very matwala elephant. Matwala means
mad
elephant. This eyes of the Corning Singh tightens Krishna not to move here and there. And he becomes Bashibhut. Bashibhut?
Control.
Quite at them control. So I am framed to these eyes and this looking of corner. And I want to worship by this kajal. Why you are giving kajal? Why not ornaments, golden and all these things? I have told that it is the color of Krishna Anga. And Radhika wants Krishna color only. So that color should be given in eyes forever. So Radhika is so much pleased. So I am giving kajal. He was remembering the past time. At once it was stopped and he became so much nervous and waiting, oh, where I have come down? I was serving Srimati Radhika with kajal and all the ornaments, sindur and all these things. Again, by and by, he enters in the realm of service, Radhika service. Now he is remembering again. And he is telling here that a sadhak will emerge in that seva. But we can only hear and we will see how pleasant things are in hearing too. What to serve Srimati Radhika. So it will increase our greed. Pushtikarak. These are hearing sramanam for Raganuga Bhajan and very helpful. Jasyanka Ranjita Sirastavamana Bhange Goshtendra Sunu Adhikang Susamamu Paiti Jasyanka Ranjita Sirastavamana Bhange Goshtendra Sunu Adhikang Susamamu Paiti Laksharas Sacha Kada Padayur Adhaste Nesto Maya Atitarang Chabimapsatiha Jasyankaranjit Sirastava. First, Jasyankaranjit Sirastava. Tava mana bhange. When Krishna goes to Radhika and Radhika has done any kind of man. Simply I am going to meaning of wording, then I will explain. Krishna goes to remove the man of Srimati Radhika. Who is he? Goshtendra Sunu. Ghost Indri is Nanda Maharaj. Sunu means son. He goes to Radhika for man bhanga. At that time, Jasyanka Ranjit Sirastava. He is praying to Alta, not Radhika. Oh Alta, how fortunate you are. Not Radhika. Jasyanka Ranjit, by your signs, sign means chinha, sira, Krishna mastaks,
head.
Though it has mayur pankh there, peacock feather is there. This is most beautiful shingar of Krishna. But yet, sirashto manavange ranjita yo ne Krishna head has a sign of your means
alta
here on head. Sushuma mopeti, though more mukut is there, sort of beautiful it looks, but when this sign comes on the head of Krishna, that beautifulness is covered by this beautifulness. Laksha rasa swacha kadam mayo padayu adhaste. Then that sign comes here, and here it is. Then Srimati Radhika will call me. Oh Tulasi Manjari. Oh Tulasi, not Manjari. Oh Tulasi. Oh Rati. Come on. And give my that altar. Nasto Maya. Then Maya mane. I will put again that altar. Mapachitam tara chabi mapshavista. Then, if I am giving that, now it is kacha. Kacha, you know? Kacha. So, if anyone touch, the color will come out. So at that time Krishna will come when I am putting this altar, and Krishna will come. And Radhika will tell that you should at once go away. And if he puts his head there, then that altar comes, and it's so beautiful it makes that even that Mayur Thev Kodar falls there. So, O Alta, may I decorate by you to Srimati Radhika? Can I serve Srimati Radhika's feet? Now we are going to explain. No? Here, He is telling, when he brings, Krishna has once come. Srimati Radhika is man. She is in so much, she is so sad also. And she is remembering Krishna in Vipralambha Bhava. Whole Spurti comes there. So Radhika is remembering Krishna. This Tulsi went, this Rati Manjari went to Srimati Radhika. She saw that she is sad, she is thinking anything. I should serve her. I should try to make her please. So she brought a golden pot, dish, and very smooth tula,
cottons,
anything to give to color Srimati Radhika's feet. She remembered the past times, she meant Tulasi, and telling Srimati Radhika, I am coloring your feet. Do you know the mahima of this scholar? Mahima?
Glory.
Do you know the glory of this? Srimati told that I don't know the glory of this. She wanted to hear something for her. So he told, I don't know. Do you know any glory of this? Is there glory of this scholar? Certainly it has so much glory. Dekho. Doctor has also told to come from 6 to 7.
Doctor.
He may come.
He can also hear.
Srimati Radhika is telling in so bhangi. Bhangi, you know?
Crooked.
Eh?
Crooked.
Not straight. In a bhangi. So beautiful and so sweet voice, she is telling. At that time, sadhak who are siddha, who has got bhav, they think it, that as if Srimati Radhika is sitting there and I am doing so. Here sadhak bhakta only can think how this manjari is serving Srimati Radhika. And all others, we will hear only how they are doing so. All are raganuga, but stages are higher and higher.
Again, the stages, please. One is hearing.
We are hearing. And we are almost forgotten everything we were only hearing, these things. Bhavbhakta thinks that he is in Raghunath Das Goswami is doing seva in Manjari Bhav, and he is absolutely nearby to Raghunath Das Goswami, not as Raghunath Das Goswami, not in Siddha Bhav. And Raghunath Das Goswami is thinking that I am Rati Manjari and all these things, and Rup Manjari and all are ordering me to do service. So I am. This is the three stages of Raganuga Bhajan.
And they are called, what are the stages called?
One sadhak, Raganuga sadhak. One who has prapt bhava dasa, bhava Raganuga Bhajan. And this is siddha, mani swarup siddhi. Raghunath Goswami is showing these three stages also. We will have to try to go advance in bhav, and bhav will try to go in sarup siddhi, and sarup siddhi will go to prema avastha, that is called vastu siddhi. He is telling that what is the mahima, glorification of this scholar? Oh, you don't know? I know the glorification. I have seen that when you were once in man, you have done man. Any man are also many kinds. Hetuk man, ahetuk man. Without any reason or reason. If it is not by any reason, then it goes by any activities of Krishna. It comes and goes. Or only she sees a smiling Krishna, his man goes away. Ahetuk man. But if it is sahetuk man, they are of so many kinds. If the reason is thick, so thick, man will be so thick. If he is somewhat little light, the man will be light. Here, there was any reason, and that reason was not a little reason, but it was very, very important any reason. So, Sri Radhika has thick man there. Krishna played on flute, nothing. She sent Subal, nothing was done. He sent Dhanishta, Kundalata, even all others. She prayed to Yogmaya also, Krishna prayed. Yogmaya also went there. Purnima. He gave so many siksha to Radhika. Lalita was there. She was saying to Srimati Radhika, don't leave man, otherwise that elephant, mad elephant, cannot be controlled. All this. So, but Krishna anyhow reached to Lalita and Vishakha and gave Mota Ghush, you know?
Right.
Not little.
Big.
Big.
What kind of bride?
You can think. So, he get very big bride. Then they were, their heart were soft. They promised that we will help you. Krishna, they told that you will have to come there in a shape of any servant. He asked Krishna, how I should come? You will have to come in the shape of a barbar kanya, girl, a daughter of
Baba's daughter.
Baba's daughter. No? And you should bring collar or anything, and you should bring Nai hai na?
Bangla
oil. To massage Srimati Radhika. Nain does it, the barber. And such in many ways. To Rajkanya? King's daughter. In our Indian systems, these are. So you should come like a barber daughter. Kishori daughter. And Subal can help you to being so. So Subal made him a barber kanya. And Krishna took in her hand, now he is lady, Kishori. He took a what?
Some oil
pot.
And,
oil.
Like a bag. Not bag, but
basket.
Basket in hands. And in that basket some golden pot and so many sweet sugandhit drabya. Ether, you know, gulab and rose and everything so she brought. She will give in head, in feet and serve Srimati Radhika. She is also barber karna. Barber makes this and cuts nails and washes everything. She went there. He has given barber to, bribe to Lalita and Vishakha. He came through the door of a Rajadwar of Srimati Radhika, in which Radhika has done man, and promised not to talk with Krishna and to see toward Krishna. So Krishna is thinking that if she not talks, if he does not see to me, then how to escape my life? So he is doing so. She went and talked Vishakha and Lalita. They knew that Krishna has come. So they called openly, openly they called. Who are you? I am a daughter of
Barbar.
What service you can do? I can message, I can decorate hair, I can do this nail, all these things. Come to me. And they brought her to Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika. So that's so beautiful lady. Kishori. Whether it is Barbar's Kishori daughter, but yet so beautiful. Her color is as a sham. Very, very beautiful. I have never seen her. What is your name?